This is Miles Dixon from Learn the Music Biz Online, and today we have a wonderful woman. I mean, when I say wonderful, words can't really describe how she really is. She has broken groundwork many a times in the hip-hop industry, making people millions of dollars by negotiating record deals and distribution deals. She went to bat for many artists, trying to get them out of what you call a bad deal to make everything fair. She has also started a nonprofit organization called Rap Coalition, just to seek out the fairness of producers and artists and to unify hip-hop people within the community. Her coalition is called Rap Coalition, and I'm speaking of none other than Miss Wendy Day. How you doing, Miss Day?
Oh, I'm wonderful. Thank you so much.
No problem. Yes, you are wonderful.
I'm blushing.
You blushing? I've never seen you blush, Wendy.
I know, right? Thank you for the compliment, baby.
Okay. I had chose you because you are one of the most remarkable people in the hip-hop industry right now. Well, since the beginning, I'm going to say since the beginning, I fell in love with hip-hop. So I had to have you in this series on how to really seek a distribution deal and what is a distribution deal, because there's a lot of falsehood on what a distribution deal really is.
True.
Is it true? Can you hours
for me to break it down.
Well, I'm not trying to have you break every piece down, but I definitely want people, our subscribers, to know exactly who is Wendy Day.
Wow, thanks. God bless. I've been doing this for 15 years. I'm celebrating my 15th year this month. I'm pretty excited about that. And I guess the best place for me to start is to kind of explain what a distribution deal is. And if I'm being too basic, just reach over and smack me, okay?
No problem.
But a distribution deal is basically a deal from someone who is able to get your record from your hands as the artist or the record label, into the stores. A distributor really only has two jobs: get your record in the store and collect the money. That's really all that they do. And you, as the artist or the record label that's seeking out a distribution deal, have to do everything else. You've got to finance it, you've got to create it, you've got to market it and promote it. Your job is to get people into the stores to buy the record. There are some distributors who will warehouse your product for you, but most do not, because they just ask you to ship when the orders come in. So a distributor is not a bank. They don't finance you. They don't do anything but get the record in stores and collect the money. So it's up to you guys to do everything else. I'm probably making that really basic, but I want to keep it simple. Because in today's music business economy, people tell me all the time that they want a record deal or they want a distribution deal, but they don't really know what that means.
Right.
Many times, you know, Miles, people say to me, Wendy, I want a distribution deal, but I have to have an advance of at least $500,000. And that makes me laugh, because real distribution deals do not come with money attached. The distributor does not finance the record label. If they did, they'd be a record label.
Right.
The fact that somebody says, gee, I want a distribution deal, and oh, by the way, I need money to promote it, tells me they don't know what they're doing.
So is that one of the biggest misconceptions of a distribution deal?
Yes. Yes. And, you know, a lot of that is probably largely my own damn fault, because when I did the Cash Money deal, which was an outstanding deal, it was a distribution deal that actually had an advance attached to it. So people heard, okay, they got an 80-20 split, but they also got, you know, $2 million a year advanced to them over a three-year period and a credit line that made it equal a $30 million deal.
Oh, so it wasn't like $30 million in like a check just signed out for $30 million.
No. But I think a lot of people didn't realize that deal was a once-in-a-lifetime type deal. you know? And the fact that Cash Money got a $30 million deal, and oh, by the way, it happened to be a distribution deal as well, I think people sometimes mistakenly think that, okay, if they got it, I can get it. And it's just, it doesn't work that way.
So the people fall into the mode of, I'm going to get Wendy Day because she's going to give me a Cash Money deal.
All day, every day.
Okay. Well, it doesn't make...
See me hang up on you, call me up and say, Wendy, I need a Cash Money deal.
How hard would you laugh?
Pretty hard. Because usually the people that say that to me don't have any inclination of what that means or what that deal was, you know, or what Cash Money, you know, the fact that they sold 31 CDs, they put out 31 CDs over a six-year period and sold, you know, hundreds of thousands of CDs before I ever discovered who they were, you know.
Right. Okay, so what's the difference between a major distribution deal or shall I say, how does an independent distribution deal work nowadays?
The difference is with an independent distribution is exactly what that name implies. It doesn't come through a major label. So Koch is an independent distributor, Selecto Hits is an independent distributor, Navarre is an independent distributor, and TVT is an independent distributor. And they're basically the players in the game for independent distribution. I don't mean to diss anybody else, but you know, a lot of independent distributors don't pay the labels when they sell records. So I tend to not ever mention anybody but the four that I just mentioned, because for the most part, they're the ones who pay. When you're going through an independent distributor, you've got a little bit more leeway in terms of what you're able to do because their pipeline isn't major. And what I mean by that is if you're going through a major distributor and you need to make changes to your record, and let's say your record hasn't come out yet, it's going to come out, and I say record because, you know, I'm still old school.
Right.
your record's going to come out 2 months from now, and the buzz on your record is ridiculous, so you need to drop early in order to counteract the bootlegging that's happening. You can't do that with a major. When you have a distribution date, you can't vary from that. You can't push it back. You can't push it ahead. Because the you know, they're like a big cruise ship in the water. They can't just make a left-hand turn real quickly and easily.
Right. It needs calculation and coordination to go through that.
Exactly. And because they're so large, they can't just make that quick turn. So you're kind of fucked in the gate. You're stuck with whatever date they give you. With a smaller distributor, and I use Selecto Hits personally for the labels that I distribute.
Mm-hmm.
When I need to push my date back, and that happens more often than not, yeah, it pisses them off, but they're able to do it. You know,
right.
If you're not ready to drop, you're not ready to drop. Or if you have a song that's really hot and it's blowing up at radio and you need to speed up your release date, you know, with a smaller distributor, you can do that. They're able to handle that.
Right. But like you explained earlier, it's not that much of a headache on a Selecto Hits anyway, because basically the financing part is basically coming through the independent label, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
and most splits with an independent, by the way, or with a major, but more so with an independent, are 80-20, meaning 80% of the income is going to the record label, and 20% of the income stays at the distributor.
So that's the most common deal, or the best deal.
Yeah. That's the most common and the best.
Okay.
It's an independent distributor. Now with a major distributor, and even with Koch and TVT, the splits change a little bit because there's some services that they may offer. For example, if you're coming through Koch, they have a radio department in-house. TVT has a radio department in-house. They have video departments in-house. So if I'm putting out a record and I'm coming through Koch, I might use their radio guys. I might use their video department. That's going to alter my split on the back end. So now I might have a 65-35 split, or I might have a 50-50 split. It depends on how many of their services I'm using and what deal I can negotiate.
By them offering them those services, I would think personally it'd be better for me to go with those services because they'll be more so batting for the interest of making this record or making this particular project happen.
See, I think the exact opposite way.
Do you?
My take on it is I don't want to have to use whoever they have in-house, because whoever they have in-house is probably working 40 records right now.
Oh.
I want to go to the best radio guy in the industry and hire him. The reason that many people don't is, you know, a lot of the people that do deals with Koch don't have $250,000 sitting in a bank account to work the record.
Right.
And they're choosing Koch because they know that Koch offers these services, and the services may cost a little bit more than if they, you know, if they went out and found them, or they may not. You know, it depends on what you negotiate. You don't get what's fair in this industry. You get what you negotiate.
Right. So basically, no matter what situation you get, it's always best to know your budget and know what you have available, finances that you have available, because you are more prone to get more if you do it on your own.
Absolutely. You have more freedom if you do it on your own. You've got more choice, and you've got more control. Anytime somebody steps into your project with money and has to, you know, any kind of money, not just like a loan, but, you know, anytime they're putting something up, retail dollars, and by retail I mean, you know, point of purchase dollars, advertising dollars, radio dollars, video dollars. Anytime somebody's putting something up financially, you're going to have less and less control because they're going to feel that they now have a say in your project.
Okay.
And rightfully they do.
Okay. And saying that, I'm an artist as well. So if by me being an artist, I say I sold 2,200 records just in the past 2.5 weeks, what amount would I have to sell in order to get a Selecto Hits and or an interest of a Windy Day to actually go to bat for me?
Gotcha. In terms of getting Selecto Hits to go, you know, to come on board with you, you would want to do that before you actually sold records in the marketplace.
Oh.
Once you're selling in the marketplace, you're making them a little bit nervous. There's a thing called returns, and if you're selling a bunch of records and then you bring on a distributor, when those returns come through, they're going to come through the distributor, even though the distributor didn't distribute those records. So now they're a little bit nervous because it's looking like it's going to cost them money to work with you instead of make them money to work with you. So the way that you attract an independent distributor, and I hate to keep mentioning Selecto Hits because I'm really not trying to...
I know what you mean, but that's who you're familiar with. That's who you basically work with.
You know, I get paid by them, so I love them.
Right. So go ahead. Don't worry about it.
Okay, good. My labels get paid. I don't get paid.
Okay.
I'm gonna put that up right now. But when you are trying to get an independent distributor to distribute your record, you come to them with your marketing plan, and you sit down, you have a meeting. They're going to listen to the music to see if it's music that they feel they can make a difference in your life with, you know, that they can actually sell. It has to be relatively commercial. They want to know that you know what you're doing, so they're going to look at your experience and your background. You know, do you have somebody on your team that actually knows what they're doing? Do you have somebody on your team that's done this before successfully? They look at that. Then they look at how much money do you have. Do you have somewhere between $50,000 and $500,000 to work this project properly? You know, they don't want to get in bed with somebody who's broke, because if you don't have the money to market and promote it, they can get your record into every store in the country, and if you can't let people know that it's in stores, then, you know, you're kind of fucked in the gate right there.
It's a waste of project, basically.
Sure, sure.
Because, like you said, on the returns, they had to pay that money.
They sure do. And they have to pay all the shipping to go out. They have to pay the shipping to come in. You know, it's very expensive to be a distributor. I've seen distributors not do deals with people that can't properly afford to promote their record.
Understand. Very understandable. So